court. Mitchell into the lane. Drives, put it off the glass. No. Struce with the foul. Right corner to Garland. Three ball up. Good. Boy, the Cavs finally get a three ball. That was DG from the corner to make it 93-85. Cavs within eight. Garland with a huge night with 36.
Time to talk Cavaliers basketball with Tim Alcorn, voice of the Cavs, is brought to you on WEL by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. Good morning, Tim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
All right. The Saturday headline from Friday night's win over the Heat was staying hot on the road. Last night they struggled a bit, both in the Sunshine State. Tell us a little bit about what you've seen over the last couple of games with the Cavs. I guess Evan Mobley being out is maybe a key to some of this.
Yes. Well, we'll start with Friday night. That was a great win in Miami, rallying from 16 down in the second quarter, and it was the bench guys that came in and really sparked the Cavaliers, got them back into the ball game, and so that was a big win. And then last night, it was just a clunker as far as trying to hit some field goals. The Cavaliers were just stone cold. I heard the highlight there, DG's three ball, and he had a tough night from beyond the arc. Everybody did. So, again, last night was one where, boy, you'd like to get out of there with a win, but you just couldn't get the shots to fall. And so now a real tough back-to-back. We arrived here in Boston at about 3 o'clock this morning, and so take on a Celtics team that hasn't played since Friday. So they're rested, they're ready to go, and we'll see if the Cavaliers can bring some energy to the floor tonight.
How do you think this sort of in-season tournament impacted maybe the rhythm of the players, even knowing not sure who they were going to play those weeks until they were sort of decided at that time? And then there's a lot more space, it seems, at this point of the season between games.
Well, for the Cavaliers, Bruce, it actually worked out pretty well. It gave them a few days off, and then they had the big win over Orlando. That was the first game that was added to the schedule, and then the win on Friday that I alluded to against Miami. So for the Cavaliers, as disappointed as they were in not getting to that knockout round, it worked out well. They got some rest. They got two big wins. And I don't know if it disrupted the rhythm, but certainly the absence of Evan Mobley was felt. There's no doubt about that. And Caris LeVert, those are two big pieces to the Cavaliers. Evan, of course, an elite defender, and Caris LeVert really provides that spark off the bench. So they are on this trip. They're with the team, so we'll see when the injury report comes out later today if they'll be able to go tonight. It certainly would be nice to have them on the floor in this tough back-to-back.
Right, and it's just trying to get the full contingent of players on. We've talked about sort of injuries that have been kind of dropping in on every player. It's almost like they pass it around like the flu or something like that, the way it's been going. Talk about what's going to happen. We've got two at Boston and at Boston. It's the day off, but two on the road in Boston. That sort of unique thing they've added to the schedule the last couple of years.
Yeah, speaking of the schedule, I feel like Jack Dawson in Titanic. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to the NBA. I mean, my goodness, Boston played Friday night, and they at home, by the way, and they haven't played since. And the Cavaliers come in, as I said, we got here to the hotel at about 3 o'clock. So the schedule is what it is. So you've got to buckle it up and go and give it as much as you can tonight. I'm sure we'll see some interesting rotations and maybe some guys getting some additional minutes that normally don't, just to try to save some legs. But the good thing is you stay here after the game tonight and turn right around and get the Celtics again on Thursday night. So two cracks at this Boston team here in the next 3 days.
How does the coaching change on that? Because you get to see them real close to each other one game, 2 days later you have some tape, you have sort of a little feel, maybe there's a little bit of a tussle going on that kind of can stand right next to the next game. How does that work out for them?
Yeah, I know we had this a couple of times last year, and I asked JB about that, and he said it's a playoff feel, where especially when you're in the same city for a few days. So you're right. It enables you to play this first game, see what works, see what doesn't work, really dig into the film tomorrow, and then go back and try it again on Thursday night. So it definitely has a playoff type of feel to it when you're playing the same team twice. I know the Cavs have a couple of more this season at home against Washington, Charlotte, and I believe Milwaukee. So the NBA has done this to reduce the travel so that you're not flying in, flying out. And so we get to stay here in Boston for a few days, and we'll see how it plays out. But it does give the coaches an opportunity to kind of have a playoff realm to it, where you get to turn around and prepare for a second game against the same team.
Tim, I know injuries are part of the game, but from the outside looking in, I sort of get a sense like we don't really know what the team can do because a key player is usually out. At least that's how it feels to me.
No, Greg, it's not how you feel. It's a fact. The Cavaliers, you know, they put together the roster over the summer with the additions of Strus and Niang and Tristan Thompson and even Ty Jerome. And that roster has not had one single solitary game together, not one. It seems as though there's always been a guy or two missing. You know, the last couple of games now it's been Evan Mobley. But, you know, George Niang, one of the newcomers, made a great point. He said, listen, every team deals with this during the course of the season. And I guess if you're looking for a silver lining, it would be that for the Cavaliers, it's happened early. You'd rather have it happen now and kind of just work your way through it than have it happen towards the end of the year where all of a sudden you don't have a healthy lineup to come down the stretch and go into the playoffs. So none of it appears to be really significant where guys are going to miss months or a whole season. It's just these nagging things. And once the roster is fully complete as far as what the Cavaliers envisioned, then I think you'll see this team take off.
All right. Well, Tim, we will talk with you again next week, and we'll see how things are going with the Cavaliers as they continue on the road. Appreciate your time this morning.
Can I go back to sleep now?
You may. Shut your alarm off. Put it on snooze.
I'll do that.
All right. Have a good
Always night. Good to talk to you guys. Thanks.
Appreciate you getting up for that this morning. Appreciate it.
All right.
Tim Alcorn joining us in Boston after a quick trip from Orlando here this morning. So appreciate that. Again, our talk with Tim always brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center.